Happy July 4th, everyone. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to pray? You know, in the course of every nation, prayer is essential. This nation was birthed in the spirit of prayer. It was birthed in the very hot coals of the Great Awakening, the great move of God that began in the 1770s, like 1760s into the 70s, great, powerful move of God. And out of that fire of the revival and the Great Awakening came the unification of the colonies to move forward what they knew to be the plan of God. How did they know it was the plan of God to do that? Because it came out of that fire of revival that was sweeping the colonies. And it was in the midst of that Great Awakening that the revolution was born, fought, and won. But then there was a bit of a decline, and they gathered and they tried to form a nation there after that war was over. And it was failing. It was failing miserably. And so the Congressional Congress met again a few years later. And Benjamin Franklin made this statement as there was strife, there was division, confusion, frustration, anger, bitterness, all those kind of things that seems to be a part of politics no matter when it is. And they came together, and Benjamin Franklin, he said, how is it that we thought that we understood that we could not fight this great war or win this great war? Because they fought against the most formidable army on the face of the planet at the time. And they won, this ragtag group of colonists that was barely funded, hardly trained, just farmers coming together to fight this war. And he said, how is it that we knew to call upon Providence and his assistance and his help in this war that we have fought? How is it that we think now we can establish a nation without seeking his divine aid and assistance? So prayer was at the very beginning. It was at the beginning of the awakening that brought the revolution. It was throughout the revolution. And then it was at the cornerstone moment. They all came on their knees. And out of that prayer time came this blessing of the Lord. And within a very short period of time, the Constitution of the United States came forth. And that Constitution was born not only out of prayer, but it came out of the Word of God. Well, it was in the Word all the time. But it was prayer that shined the light. It was prayer that brought unity on the Word. It was prayer that brought their ideals about a nation together under the hand of God. Now, some people think that our nation is in division to a point of no reconciliation, no help, no way it's ever going to happen. How could it possibly be? And naturally speaking, it can't. But then no group of people can be unified for the good of mankind apart from the presence of God to aid and assist. But there is an awakening, and the rumblings of it have already begun in this nation. And people are moving towards prayer. They're moving towards prayer on courthouse steps. There are thousands of people, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people have met at the National Day of Prayer, Franklin Graham's prayer times. How many of you have actively had at least one time in your church or your prayer group or some place you met somewhere in the last 12 months to pray for this nation? Well, you're not alone, and you are barely any representation at all of what's happening across the nation, because it's happening. And God is working, and His hand is working, and He knows how to do it, even when we don't think it looks like it. He knows what He's doing. Now, I want you to open your Bibles, please, in 1 Timothy. We're going to go to the Word here, and we're going to talk quick and move fast, because we're going to pray tonight, but under the direction of the Lord. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, well, let me say 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, most believers have heard and maybe had some sort of time of prayer, first of all, I admonish that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. So this prayer is prayed because it will benefit all men. It's the purpose is not the prayer for the kings and those in authority, before it is the because of the effect it has on all men. And he says, and kings and all who are in positions of authority and high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceable one, in all godliness, reverence, and seriousness. For such praying is good and right, and it pleases God, who would that all men be saved. So that prayer is sandwiched in all men. It's on the benefit of all men, so that all men can be saved, that we pray for those in authority. But now let's back up just a little bit into chapter 1 and take a look at something that is the umbrella over all of 1 Timothy. Remember that Timothy was Paul's protege, he was his student, and he gives him this direction and he's telling him what this letter is about. He said, "This charge and admonition I commit to you, Timothy, my son, in accordance with prophetic intimations," or prophetic words, prophetic inspiration, prophetic insight "that I had concerning you, so that inspired and aided by them, you may wage the good warfare." Oh, how many like a good warfare? What's a good warfare? That's the one you know you win going into it. Hallelujah. And he says, also holding fast to faith. Holding fast to faith. So we're supposed to take the words, the prophecies that the Lord gives us, prophetic insights, and by faith, hold on to this. Then in verse 1 of chapter 2, he says, first of all, well, what is it? What's the big picture here? He said, I am writing to you a charge. I am charging you. I'm telling you what to do. And I want you to do it with prophetic insight. Hold on to it by faith. And the first thing that you need to take up is, on behalf of all men, I want you to pray for those who are in authority, because God wants all men saved. So as we pray for our nation, yes, we want a quiet life. Yes, we want a peaceable life. Yes, we want a great economy. Yes, we want to be strong. We know that strong defense causes even our enemies to be at peace with us. Why? They don't want to mess with you. So we know those, but the purpose of God is so much higher than us getting along on Easy Street. The purpose of God is so that all men might be saved. So that all men might know that Jesus is the mediator between God and man. That's His purpose. In fact, that's His purpose in everything. Everything contributes to that. That all men might be saved and know that Jesus is the mediator between God and man. Why? Because God wants all men to come to Him. All of them. All of them. And the key that he gives here to Timothy is, the first thing I want you to do under this charge that I'm giving to you by faith is to pray for kings and all of those who are in high places of authority. So we thank God for this direction. And now that means, as we pray over our nation, we want to double check. What's our angle? What's our spiritual angle? Our angle is for all men. Our angle is for all men to know. Our heart and our desire is for all men to know Jesus. Do I have a witness from here? All right. So now, how are we going to pray? Well, as I spent time today asking the Lord, how do you want us to pray? Those of you that were here this morning know that we set this time, you know, this prayer time is not just about the next service. It's bigger than that. There's something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together to pray. That's what this says right here. It says, take the prophetic insight, hold on to it with faith, and pray. That's the 1, 2, 3 right there. So that's what we're doing. And in this convention, which we heard so much faith today, your praying ought to be on a much higher level tonight than it was this morning. Amen. Mine is. Because of our faith. So as we pray, whatever we're praying, then the meeting, we're believing God that all these, that the role of the meeting, that in however God sees it, whatever way He wants to use it, will have impact, direct impact on the body of Christ, direct impact on the nation especially. I sense a great assignment where this nation is concerned through the convention this week. So whatever we pray, it all ties in together, and the Lord knows how. So we're here to follow Him. Now, the direction that He gave me about this tonight was this piece right here. But then He said this. This is the way I want you to approach this prayer. And that was, first of all, this one word, this one prophetic word, this one prophetic insight. There are many. I have notebooks full. But this one came in the end of 2014. So my people hear my voice. Yes, the door is open. Repent and come through it, for I have a plan. And it's the blessing plan. It's far greater than anything you've ever seen before. Listen, I have a new birth for this nation. I've planned a nation that right at this moment, you don't have any concept of what it's like. Think back to 1770, 71, and 2, and 3, and a new nation was being born. But do you think that the men of that hour had any concept what this nation would look like 100 years from that time? They didn't know what it would look like 10 years from that time. No, they had no idea. It had never happened before. So hear my words, America. See, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the words of the Lord. Whether they're prophetic words or preached words or demonstrated words, we're looking for the word of the Lord. So hear my words, America. I have a new nation in my heart and in my mind, and you don't know what it looks like. The door is open. Step through it, and together we will bring a new nation on the earth, one nation under God that trusts in God. What I just want us to note here is that He said, step through it, and together we will bring a new nation on the earth. We're cooperating with God when we pray, if we're following Him. We're cooperating with His plan. He has a plan. He has a plan for every person, but does every person fulfill that plan? No, but they could. This nation, there's a plan in the heart of God for this nation, and by our prayers and our faith, this nation will be what God wants it to be, do what He wants it to do, and His plan be fulfilled. Amen. So the Lord said very strategically to me tonight, this is what we are to do. Hebrews 4:16, let us fearlessly come to the throne of grace, receive mercy, and find grace to help in time for every need. So what we are to do is to come fearlessly to the throne and find grace and receive mercy for this nation. Now Hebrews 10:19, since we have a freedom and confidence to enter the Holy of Holies by the power in the blood of Jesus, let us come and draw near with sincere hearts by faith. Ephesians 2:13, through the blood of Christ, you have been brought near. So we have two things working here tonight as we approach the throne, and that is the blood of Jesus by faith. So I want us to all stand. We're going to take the next 10, 11 minutes here. And the first thing we're going to do, because this is so important, and what happens in this service tonight is so important to this nation, to our fulfillment of God's plan for this nation, which is a huge piece of His plan for the whole world. And so what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the blood. We're going to sing about the blood, because I want everyone in here, you use your faith and don't let your head wander, and don't sing these songs just kind of because you know the words. But we're going to put our faith in them. We're going to come to the throne of grace by the blood of the Lamb. We are drawing near, and we're just like a mama and her ornery 4-year-old, her ornery 6-year-old, dragging him into church. We are going to drag this nation before the throne of God, whether it wants to go or not. And I'll tell you more later on in another service is how we know we are empowered to do that. So that's what we're going to do. Step up, Aubrey.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh,
there. So we're going to sing that again, sing it just that way. And as we're singing, we're holding the nation here in the throne room. And we're bringing the nation near before the throne of God by the blood of the Lamb, because we have faith in that blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come by the blood of the Lamb. We enter in by the blood of the Lamb. We have faith that we are fearless and confident before you because of the blood, the holy blood, the precious blood, the powerful blood, the sin in annihilating, destroying blood of the Lamb. It destroys all the work of sin. It destroys the work of the cross. It separates us. It separates us from all the strategies, the wiles, the plans, and all the decades upon decades upon decades upon decades, centuries upon centuries of demonic strategies and plans and thoughts and seeds and ideas. But oh, the blood and the faith of the people of God, the faith of the people of the cross in the blood, faith in the blood. We have faith in what the blood can do. We thank you, Lord, that there's no sin, no sum of sin, no total of sin, no multitude of sin greater than the work of the cross of Jesus. There's no work of sin, no demon, no order of demons, no plans, no strife, no division, no working of demonic influenced minds, no darkness so dark that the light of the glory of God brought on the scene by faith in the blood. It cannot just wipe out all the strategies of hell against this nation. Glory to God. Glory to God. All glory to Him. All glory to Him. All glory to Him. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What can wash away?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what has made me whole again? It's nothing but the blood.
Going to sing, what can wash away her sin? We're lifting the United States. We're speaking this word. We're speaking this word. We're speaking this word out of your very spirit. You take hold of this by faith. We're standing in the gap for this United States of America, this God-blessed land, hallelujah. This God-blessed land, what can wash away her sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And you sing it and you declare it in the same spirit that you see my finger pointed in the air. You take your stand as a soldier of the cross, as a soldier of the resurrection.
What can wash away her sin?
I'll tell you.
It's nothing but the blood of
faith is. Our faith is in you. Our faith is in that work of the cross. Our faith is in that work of the resurrection. Our faith is at work in Him who is seated at the right hand of God Almighty, King of the universe. Our faith is in Him. Our faith is in Him and all that He has said, all that He has declared. And Lord, by faith, we believe that the same resurrection power that lifted each and every one of us out of the grave of sin and death, separation from God, and eternal darkness forever. The same power that raised us up from the dead by the blood of the Lamb is the same power by the blood of the Lamb that lifts this nation up out of the grip of sin, out of the grip of rebellion, out of the grip of Satan's hold, out of the grip of godless, mindless people, translated her into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Amen? Amen. Oh, precious is that flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just lift our hands and thank Him. Just be thankful tonight for the blood over this nation to protect this nation from border to border, from coast to coast. And that, Lord, on this, her birthday, that there would be a sweep of the Spirit, Lord, across this nation tonight. And we invite Your presence into this service, Lord, to do what You want done. In the name of Jesus, amen.